Welcome everybody to the podcast Lost in Days. It's me, Nick. Got Meme and our special guest Daisy today. We're gonna be talking about relationships and stuff again, but we have a woman's perspective this time, so it'll be more interesting, you know.
Daisy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Dude, this is cool because me and Daisy have been I've been telling her to come on the podcast for a while.
Yeah.
And it's cool that you're finally able to make it.
You know, she was supposed to be here for the one from last weekend.
I'm so happy I wasn't here for that one.
Well, if you had made that one, we probably wouldn't have ended up recording with anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we said we didn't want to get a full team for when you were here.
Right. Because
we don't want to make you nervous, right?
Yeah.
Like it's your first time on the podcast. But we ended up getting our other friend and we got an interesting podcast either way. So it's good today that we're following up, getting some different views.
Yeah. And Daisy wanted to, I asked her what she wanted to talk about. She said relationships. So, I mean, we did just do one last week, but it is the week of Valentine's Day, so it seems perfect.
Yeah, we got. And there's just so much, dude, the last one could have gone on for longer. Oh,
sorry, hang on.
Incredibly unprofessional.
Hang on, hang on, let me turn my phone off.
What were we talking about, relationships and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, the last one could have gone on for way longer, too, because by the time we were done at the end of that one, we still had so much left to say. So, I guess, you know, it needed two parts.
Yeah.
You know, we can look back on what we learned in the last one and maybe think about what we want to say in this one. And, you know, that happens a lot where after we finish recording an episode, after work, maybe the next day I'll re-listen to it at work or something and I'll be like, oh, I could have said this or I could have said that.
Yeah.
So today I can get out my extra thoughts that I had.
I was thinking the same way. All right, Daisy. So you were telling me you wanted to talk about, like, the last relationship you were in, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about that.
Well, first of all, I don't know if he's gonna listen to this because I did tell him about the podcast when we were together and stuff. So I don't know if he ever kept, like, the podcast, but I'm gonna, like, just keep it out there in case he does he listens to this or whatever.
Yeah.
This is how I felt, and we all have our opinions about our own relationship.
Yeah, we're not here to bash on anyone or talk shit, right? We just want to get our feelings out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was telling Meme, like, during the relationship, like, in the beginning, it was like, you know, there's always relationships that are, like, honeymoon phase, and then from there, like, everyone starts realizing, like,
the effort you have to put in to make things work.
Yeah, and, like, I guess over time, like, I guess we did have different schedules, which I understood, you know, like, he worked when I was off, and I worked when he was off, so we weren't able to, like, make time for each other sometimes, but then we did, and most of the time when we hung out, it was just in my car, and I didn't mind it, you know, because, like, I don't care, like, we don't have to go to a fancy, like, restaurant or, like, do anything
crazy.
Mm-hmm. So then to me it didn't bother me, but, like, it would have been nice if, like, at least he put effort to think about, oh, let's go somewhere, like walk around, or we could go to the mall, we don't have to buy anything, you know, like,
just make a thing out of it, right? Rather
than
just like a quick hang.
And then most of the time, I would have to make it, like, you know, say, like, oh, like, do you want to go do this or that? And then he'd just say, like, I don't know. And I was like, okay. So then I was just like, that's, like, you know, like, well,
it feels bad.
Yeah.
It feels like shit.
What do you want to do? Like, I don't want to just say, like, I want to do this or that. I want you to put what you want to do. Like, I don't want it just to be about me.
You want to know that he's wants to chill, right? Like, have fun, do something exciting, something that maybe he's been thinking about for a couple of days now. Like, oh, I can't wait to go out and do this. Because it's like, maybe he's just not even thinking about the hangout until the very day of, right?
Right. I mean, the thing is, too, like, the fact that we would hang out and would just, like, watch stuff on my phone or whatever. And it was fine, and, like, we'd just talk. But, like, at some point, like, I think it was, like, by the third one, I just kind of started getting bored of being in my car all the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't really say anything because I was scared to speak up for myself. But that's because, like, of stuff I've gone through into the past. Like, if I say something, then, like, you know, they'll throw their opinion. They'll be like, that's bad. Or, like, you know, like, I couldn't. That's how I felt.
You didn't want to be annoying or something, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
At the time, like, I was like, I think I'm asking for too much. We're just starting a relationship or whatever. And it's funny. I am going to, like, kind of jump from things, like, because then I remember.
Yeah.
But I was telling Emilio, Meme, that we talked for a while, and then our first date we got together.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So she was telling you were telling me this yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday or 2 days ago, she said like, you asked me if that was weird, right? Mm-hmm. Or like, cause you like Nick when you were dating like your wife, like mm-hmm. you guys didn't how long how many dates you guys have until you guys were like official boyfriend and girlfriend?
You know, it was really difficult to, cause we would hang out, but never really as like a couple.
Yeah,
it was always kind of like as a group hang, and then like we'd find moments alone every once in a while. We never really like hung out just us two before we started dating.
Yeah,
and then the one day we did decide to, it was actually we were hanging out with my wife's sister and her boyfriend, but they split off into their own thing, so that we ended up by ourselves. And I think they might have done that on purpose. I think they told us they did it on purpose, and that's when I ended up telling her that, you know, I had feelings for her, and she told me she had feelings for me. And I think right away after that we got together.
But it wasn't like after the first date, right? Or
that's the thing, we never really had a date. Like, oh, we so never hung out just us, yeah. Two, like.
Well, so like Daisy told me that, and like she was asking me, is that like weird or whatever? And like, and I don't know, like it seems like, so she said that like he asked you after the first date.
Well, the thing is, like, that was the first time we ever met.
Damn.
Like in yeah. person, you know, like we called, we texted, yeah, you know, but it's like that was the first time we ever met. And in a way, like, I guess I should have also said something, because like it's not just on him, like it's also on me. Like I could have.
You said yes.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, so we went out to the beach and we hung out and just, you know, like talked for a bit. We were really nervous or whatever. But the thing is, like, once he went to go drop me off at home, he's like, so it's official. And I was just like, what do you mean? Like, and
whoa, then, slow down.
And then I was like, you're not going to ask me the question? Because, like, for me, it's like, ask the question. Yeah, don't just important. Tell me it's official, yeah. You know? Like, I wanted to be able to, like, oh, yeah. Like,
it was, like, lack of communication.
Yeah. Thing.
It's, like, doing it properly.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you know, and I didn't know you were supposed to ask a girl, like, oh, will you be my girlfriend till like, high school?
No.
Like, nobody fucking told me.
Oh, you were just like, you're my girlfriend.
Dude, remember I told you this? I told Nick. Mm-hmm. I asked him, I'm like, hey, I'm like, let me, I asked you this a few years ago, and I go, hey, let me ask you, do you ask people to be your girlfriend? He goes, well, yeah, then that means you guys are exclusive to each other. And then I'm like, wait, so this is like a normal thing? And then Nick goes, yeah, and I've, before high school, I never did that. If we went on for more than 3 dates, I just assumed.
You were just a thing?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I guess we're together.
I think it's important not for like exclusivity, because you can be exclusive and dating. You yeah. don't have to be boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever. Like, yeah. if you're seeing somebody, you could say you're exclusive. I think it is more just so like you both know you're on the same page.
Yeah,
you just want to talk to the other person and be like, hey, do you want to be, you know?
Yeah, that way they both know, okay, you're my boyfriend, you're my girlfriend, it's official.
Yeah, and it makes it so much easier, because then you're not like you, the lord of overthinking everything.
No.
You'll be like, wait, so are we together? Or
but he's
like,
not the only one.
Wait,
no,
wait.
No, yeah, a lot of people do that.
We'll get to that.
I just only later. Have meme as my go-to reference, but I know it yeah. happens to a lot of people.
But continue, Daisy. So what happened after?
So then after that, I guess like it just started continuing from like FaceTime to like hanging out. But like after that, that was the first like every place we went out together somewhere. But after that, we would like hang out in my car. Like, we'll meet up at like a public place, and then we'll just go in my car and like just chill there, watch movies or whatever. And I didn't mind it, you know, because like, we were spending time and stuff. But it's just like, I guess over time, like it kind of sucks to say, but like I got bored of it, because yeah, you know,
you want more.
Yeah, like I guess like I always questioned myself. I was like, oh, am I asking for too much? Like, you don't have to get me anything. Like, literally, I could drive. You don't have to drive. I don't care about being passenger princess or not, you know? Like,
yeah. No,
I don't
yeah.
mind.
Yeah. And I know, like, it sucks, because I know what it feels like to be in a relationship where it feels like you want it more than the other person. And everything just feels like, oh man, you don't want to ever say anything, because mm-hmm. I know exactly how what you're saying is, like, you're willing to compromise on everything, and you don't want to ever seem like a bother. And sometimes you feel guilty, maybe. Yeah. What's the word? Like, you feel like you're in a really good place and you don't want to ruin it.
Right.
But then also you want to say
but
what
then
you want.
Yeah, but you want to tell them. Talk. You want to say, like, hey, and you know, in the feeling of being shut down when you do actually finally say something sucks.
It's the worst.
Like, I've done that where I've said something and then they're like, I don't know. Then you feel like embarrassed.
Yeah, then like, it's like,
anything.
Dude, then you just shut up after that. Like, you don't
it
ever
makes it worse.
Don't ever like do that again. You're like, I guess I shouldn't speak my feelings or anything.
Maybe I should just like, it's okay what I have right now. Yeah. It's good. But it's not.
Go ahead, Daisy.
No, my bad. I mean, I'm trying to think about like everything I told Meme, because like I was kind of ranting onto him, like saying how I felt about it, and it kind of just like I'm trying to remember.
When did things change? When did like,
or if they changed?
Yeah, like I'm not saying whether they changed for the better, but also if things just changed in general.
I think it was just like, so there was a couple things that I guess I should have taken as red flags. A lot of people told me he brought up a question where it's like, or I don't know who brought it up, if it was me or him, and it was like, how long do you think will last? And then I honestly didn't have an answer because I was like, I don't care or whatever. And then he said, 6 months, 3 to 6 months. And I was like, I mean,
well, he asked you,
I think,
and then he answered himself.
Yeah. Then I was just like, I don't know. And then he's like, yeah, I think 6 months. I mean, keep in mind, I was his first girlfriend from what he told me. So, I mean,
he didn't know.
I should have thought like, this might not go anywhere. Because like in the beginning, like everyone was like, I'm so happy for you. Because like everyone saw, like I was so happy. I was like, you know, I don't have to worry. Because like, I guess he was the first guy that ever really cared for me. Because like from my past, like it kind of sucked, you know, like it was mostly about like just guys just wanted sex, you know, like
physical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
nothing like nothing emotionally. Deeper, yeah.
But isn't that weird that he, that he asked Daisy?
He was like, almost giving himself an out.
Yeah. But it's like weird, like, cause like, especially if it's your first girlfriend, right? Or like if you're the beginning of a relationship is usually the honeymoon phase.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, wouldn't you want to? You have the feeling you want to be there with that person forever, right? You're all like lovey-dovey. You guys are all like, you know, hugging and all this shit. So it's like, why would you say, I think only 6 months? Like,
maybe he felt the same way. He was bored too, but he wasn't willing to put any effort to make it better.
But this wasn't even close to like the boredness.
Oh, it was.
It was like sooner. It was before. Oh, shit. It was like when we first started.
The first few weeks.
That's weird.
You see,
that's
why I thought it was weird. So like any guy that from what I know, like, you know, you get your first girlfriend or any girlfriend, you're like excited, right? You're like, hell yeah, you know, and however you want to play it, if you're just in it for their body or you're in it to actually care for them, mm-hmm. you're going to be happy because of the honeymoon phase and shit.
And why would you set a date for it to end?
Yeah. And it's like, dude, if a girl asks a guy that, how long are we going to be together? The guy's usually going to say, I want to be with you forever.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Right? You know, like I was, because in my mind, like everyone thought, because when I would go to the gym with my friends and I was like, oh my God, like, you know, he makes me so happy. This and that. Like, they're like, I'm so happy for you. And I was like, yeah, I think he's the one. Like, that's what I would say,
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, you know, they saw like the spark in me, and like for him to say like, oh, we're gonna last 6 months, like I was like, damn, like
like it was like already over before it got a chance to start.
It just seems like a weird thing to say.
It'd be one thing if he was like, how long do you think we're gonna last, because I think we're gonna last really, like I want him to last forever, right?
Yeah.
He could have turned it into something sweet,
right?
But the fact that he answered like that, what was his thought process?
I don't know. We've talked about it before and I'm like, I don't understand that.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's because it's one thing if it's into your relationship and you guys aren't doing too good. But if you just started.
Yeah, you haven't seen any flaws or anything. Like, you don't have time to, like, really know the person that you're with. So it's like, why would you?
He's like, I think I've had enough.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
It just started, you know? Like, I get you. I mean, it kind of sucked because, like, in the back of my head, I'm like, damn, 6 months. Okay, we'll see where we're at 6 months. Or, like, I kind of just had, like, what someone told me, she's like, hey, maybe the reason you stayed with him for so long after like it was dying is because you were expecting to hit the 6 months so he could say something.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Was he going to be like, well, you're 6 months are up.
See you later.
Yeah. Well, that's all the time I have. Like, man, that's shit. How long ago was it?
That's another thing too. Like, when we got together, like, it was, I'm trying to remember. When was... I think it was 4th of July. No, not 4th of July.
When you guys separated?
No, I don't remember when exactly. I have the text or whatever. Because I texted him. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I dumped him by texting him.
You know, that's a something I've never... Might get a little bit of shit for this.
What?
I've always been okay with people breaking up over the phone.
Really?
I've never been one to be like, why are you going to go up to someone? And people say out of respect, you should go and tell a person to their face.
Yeah.
But I don't think texting somebody it's over is disrespectful. I mean, like, you're not doing something. It's not like a formal thing. Like if you guys were in love for years, I guess, and like you're ending on mutual terms and you guys are going to stay friends, then yeah, be like, okay, yeah, I think we agree it's over. But if you're going to break up with somebody who you didn't really have much of a thing, or if you're just going to break up with somebody you're never going to talk to again,
yeah,
even if it ended like not that badly, like why does it matter whether you tell them in person or not? Or how about even if you want to call them or something? Like,
how about the people that say like, oh, after a certain amount of time it's a face-to-face breakup?
I think now for me it's not about time, it's about how close you were.
Oh yeah,
like if I don't know, I guess I'm saying this because I broke up with somebody over text, but I've also broken up with somebody in person.
Nick's trying to justify it.
I've gotten dumped in person and over the phone, and I've broken up with somebody over the phone and in person. I've experienced everything. So I've never held any of them any higher than...
You've been around the block.
Oh, huh? Dude, I've been obliterated. Yeah. But I've never held like one over the other. I'm not like, man, I should have done it this way. But like, I broke up with somebody over the phone. I'm like, okay, it's over. I'm like, damn, that's it. And I haven't talked to that person since. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it just didn't work out, and we just didn't end on that great terms. Like, but I will say, yeah, if you were with this person and you were in love and you spent a long time together, then you probably want to, you don't want to burn the bridge unless something really bad happened. But if you just realize you're not meant for this person and they're not meant for you, then sure, it'd be like, okay, yeah, let's, you know.
Yeah, let's just break it off.
Keep it cool, you know, you might talk to this person still in your life.
Yeah.
But sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I cut you off first. Feel free.
No, you're good. It was January 17th. I did it, you know? And it is kind of crazy to me because it's like, I always get broken up to. This was the first breakup I ever done.
Yeah.
So it's the text. Because I'm going to say it. I think breaking up the text is kind of like you don't have the balls to say it to the friend.
Yeah.
But I understood for where you're coming from.
Yeah, you know? Everyone's got their view on it.
And I don't think it's bad to do it from like, through text message or whatever. I couldn't, because even when I was doing it, I was bawling my eyes out because I was like, you know, you like
physically couldn't,
like, I was not gonna be able to. And it's crazy because he works in front of my job. Ooh. So like now when
across
I go to
the
work
street?
Yeah, across the street, it, to me it's so crazy because now like when I'm working, I'm like, oh, maybe he's working today, or like,
yeah, damn, I wonder how he's doing. Dude, that's how breakups were in high school. Like, you broke up with someone, you're like, oh, I'm hoping to walk into them in the hallway.
Yeah. He used to go to my store, too.
Fuck.
So, I highly doubt he goes now, because I work there. Mm-hmm. But I think he knows the days I work, so he probably goes the days I don't work.
He's got your schedule.
He remembers me. I think so. I don't know. But, like, it just kind of sucks, because it's like, when we first started, I kind of forgot. It's kind of bogus, I guess? Or, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it should matter. But it was like during, I think it was President's Day or something like that. It was a number 4. That's all I remember. And to him, I asked him, I was like, oh, you know, we forgot our like first month anniversary. And he's like, it doesn't matter. And I was just like, what? And he's like, yeah, it should matter like within the 3 months, or I think 4, like anniversary wise. And I was just like, oh, okay. So then... It's kind of bogus, I guess. Like, people would ask me, like, oh, how long are you guys? And I was just like, oh, I don't know. Because, like, after he told me, like, the first month didn't matter. And then the second month, I was like, oh, why am I going to waste my time and say, like, happy second month if he doesn't care?
Yeah.
You know, and then as, like, the months pass, it's just like, damn, like, how long are we dating for? And it's just like...
You were lost.
Yeah, like, I thought I was in love. Like, I was just like... I don't know. I guess I got blinded by it. I was like, oh, I we're good. Then we had our bad moments, you know, we would argue, like, mm-hmm. some things. I mean, I think one thing that really took me hard is when he told me that I complained a lot. And I was just like, I get it. Okay, yeah, I do complain a lot, but it's just like, I can't talk to my family. I can't tell anyone. It's just like, I wanted to go up to you and vent. And it's like, I'm not trying to use you or anything. You know, I tried to ask him, hey, how are you? What's going on? He didn't want to tell me anything. So I was just like, okay. So then if I didn't say anything, the calls would just be silent.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's a tough situation. I had it with one time with somebody I was seeing back in, you know, high school or whatever, where I also didn't talk to my family a lot, mm-hmm. about my personal stuff. My parents really wouldn't get it because, you know, whatever. And then my siblings are way younger than I am, so.
Right.
And they were kind of the person I went to for everything. But when they're the problem, how do you talk to them about that? Like,
mm-hmm.
how do you go to the person that's the problem to tell them they're the problem? Right?
I think you just go up to them calmly.
You should try to communicate that.
Like, I think that's part of it. It's like you should be able to go tell this person.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Like if you're seeing somebody and like you're like, oh well, there's a problem here, and it might be them, like, hey, I need you to fucking give me something, right? Like, fucking talk to me or some shit.
Yeah.
Like,
and then you should be able to tell them. What happened there was the fact that he said, you complain a lot. Like,
yeah.
What do you want me to do? Like,
but then like there's a reason that yeah. like if okay, like if
I'm not just complaining to complain.
Yeah, it's like if you're saying that oh, you complain a lot, it's like, okay, well, how about try to find the reason that you think that, the reason is because he wasn't like really giving you like affection and mm-hmm. like stuff like yeah. that. Maybe, but then also like, Nick, let me ask you this, hearing the bit that she's told us, do you think that in his mind he was?
I think he liked a lot of experience. He seems like he just kind of says like the first thing that comes to his mind.
Yeah.
There is a certain way you can say things. I still, obviously he was being insensitive and non-sympathetic and non-understanding, which is hopefully something he learns from, right? And works on. But I don't know. I don't want to say he's a bad person.
No, because
I don't know him.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm sure I've done some similar bullshit. You know, yeah. I've definitely said, the moment I said that right now, I'm like, oh, I remember when I said some bogus shit to a girl I was with. Sometimes I just say the first thing that comes to my mind.
Yeah.
And I think about it now, I'm like, fuck, like, dang, I must have really fucking hurt her. Yeah. And I've changed, right? I'm, you know, me and my wife are doing great. More than great, all right?
Okay, yeah. I'll take your word for it. Thanks for bragging.
I brag because I think I'm putting a lot of effort and I'm proud of the work I've put in to change myself yeah. and to make her happy. But it, especially you said you were his first like yeah. girlfriend. Like, I'm, man, this guy is doing everything wrong. But also, like, okay, there's common sense that he shouldn't have been saying some of the things he said. Like, when he said, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right? What about the 1 month thing? Or when he said, I think we're only going to last whatever months.
Yeah, 6 months, like, whatever it was.
Why do you need to say that? Right? Like,
it's so weird because
even if you feel that way, maybe talk to someone else about that. Yeah. Not, why would you want to tell the person you're with that you don't think you're going
to
last?
Or talk to the person you're with. Like, well, did he ever tell you why?
Yeah, communicate why.
Yeah, well, did he ever tell you why he thought that?
No, like, he just said, like, oh, I just think so. Because I was like, oh.
Did he think, like, he's like, yeah, she's not the one. I don't want to really be with her.
Well, that's how I felt. Like, I was yeah. like, damn, so you don't think I'd be the one? Like,
what so if we're doomed, right?
Like, yeah, like, you know, and then in my head, I was like, damn, like, oh, I'm just his first, like, I, or whatever. I mean, going back to what you said too, is just like he speaks his mind. That's how he was. Like, yeah. he would say anything. He didn't care. Like, there would be certain things that, like, he knew, like, in a way, he knew I was very sensitive. And to the point where, like, sometimes we would FaceTime, and then he knew what he was saying, and then I'd just hang up. And then he'd be like, why are you mad? You shouldn't be having a reason. Like, one time we had a really bad argument, and then I just hung up, and I was so mad. And then, like, the next day, I was like, you know what? It's a new day. It's whatever. Like, you know, I texted him, good morning. Like, how are you doing? He's like, I thought you were mad. Like, why are you texting me? Like, you know, like, why are you texting me now? I thought you were mad. And I was just like, oh, it's a new day. He's like, so we should have never argued. And I was just like, damn. Like, okay.
Oh, man. No, I've felt that. I've feel like I've definitely done that probably, right? I feel like even with my wife, I've probably done that at some point where, like, it's kind of petty.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I guess because he didn't want you to get mad, but he feels bad, too, that he got you mad.
Yeah.
And then, like, it never got resolved. He could have just said, like, you know, hey, can we talk about what happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he really did feel like it wasn't, if he still felt something about that,
mm-hmm.
he could have been like, hey, can we talk about what happened? Or, but not, that's not, yeah, I understand. I see where he's coming from. I've been an asshole, right, mm-hmm. in my past with girls. And I've dated assholes too, right?
Yeah.
So, hearing you say it and how it's hurt you makes me feel really sad because, like,
I'm sorry.
It's important that I know because, you know, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
But, and I've always known, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as you grow up and you get people to get you the other side, right? When you hear it from the other perspective, you start to realize how bad you look.
Yeah, and you hear other people's stories, and you're like, oh, shit, I was in that same situation. Yeah. And sometimes you might realize you were in the wrong.
Yeah, you were in the wrong, and, like, yeah. That's cool, right? Everybody fucks up. Everyone's got flaws.
But that, I don't know. It seems like, from what you've told me, it seems mm-hmm. like it's, like, a lack of communication.
Yeah.
But, and I don't want to say on, like, on both ends, but I would say on you, it's because, like, you felt like you couldn't tell them.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, what are you guys supposed to do at that point? It's like, if you can't talk to the person. But then also another thing is, you know what? If he felt that way, that was only going to last like 6 months or whatever, then why? What was the point?
What, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he letting you know that he's like, yeah, this is just a trial period. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like, it's, I don't know. See, like, that kind of gets me because it's like, if you think that way, I mean, like, if you're going to, a, I think if you're
yeah, going, why are we even doing this?
Yeah, if you go into a brand new relationship, it's to, like, go as far as you guys can, right? Talk to each other and, like, just form a relationship and
mm-hmm.
see how long it could last. If he was planning on it just being that long or only seeing it that long, then it's like, well, why didn't you just part ways as soon as you started thinking that?
Yeah.
I mean, you could say that, oh, sorry.
No, you go.
You could say that, like, oh, maybe we might get through it, but I don't know. Just him thinking that, but that kind of, like, mm-hmm. makes me think, like, I don't know about that.
I'm going to just throw this out there, and I'm not trying to throw shade.
Oh, get ready, Nick.
This goes up to Gio. It was not for pussy because he wasn't getting it. I'll tell you guys. Like, he got it, like, two times, right. You know?
But it, like, wasn't, like, the focus of the relationship.
Yeah, it wasn't focused. So it wasn't for that, you know? Like, maybe that's what he looked for or whatever. But, like, I told him, I was like, I'm not up for that. Like, because, like, he told me the story before he met me because we met on, me and him had met on Tinder.
Yeah.
And, like, he told me the stories that of girls he went to, like, to go just hook up or whatever. So, and for me and him, it wasn't, like, a hookup.
Yeah.
Because he told me, like, how it went with the girls. And then he didn't do the same as with me. But, like, to me, it's so crazy. Because, like, why to sometimes I do this. Like, it is true. I should have spoken up and said something. Even if I had, like, past trauma, like, I should be able to speak up and say something and just say, like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, our relationship isn't, like, you know, how, you know, like, I want it to be how it was before. Like, we should, you know, we shouldn't just speak our minds, basically, yeah. You know?
Speak, and that's tough. Tougher in practice, right? Mm-hmm. Confrontation is real tough.
I think, well, no, I think confrontation is easy. I think not getting to that point is tough.
Yeah.
Like, coming, talking to each other with a level head.
Yeah.
And not, and you know what? Not throwing shit back at the other person.
Not, like, going in with, like, a fighting attitude. More of like a,
like, hey, let's,
a ready to listen kind of attitude. And also, but also listening, but also being able to say what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. That's, fuck. I don't know, dude. And you know what? I don't know how to say this. I think that's how it is a lot nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, you see how you were in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many relationships aren't like that out there? And that's why, dude, I think it's like, and that's why I think it's gotten so much harder, because it's like everybody wants to play these fucking little games. Like,
yeah.
like Nick said, like I've told you about shit, like, with me, and it's like me overthinking every little fucking thing.
Yeah, and the other person not making it any easier.
Yeah, and then it's like, it's so much like going back and forth, trying to figure out what the other person's thinking, what their plan is, and it's like, dude, like, it just seems like a big fucking puzzle.
Yeah.
Trying to make shit like that work. And I mean, some are easy, you know, you always hear about relationships where it's just like worked out from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them nowadays, it's just like,
yeah, man,
what do you do?
It really is, just comes down to communication. And both parties have to be willing, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to... Man, the stories you've told me, bro.
No. Okay, here, let's talk about that. Daisy, how are you with overthinking?
I'm horrible. I overthink. I mean, like I said, like, you know, to me, it's like when he would say things. Okay, I'll bring up one thing that he did. Maybe it was just like a jokes for him, you know, like I don't know how guys are, you know, like I can't speak for him, right? Mm-hmm. This is how I felt. That's what I wanted to put up first, like, and say is, like, he sent me a TikTok and it was basically porn star girls or whatever, right? No. What would you want me to think if you sent me that? Like, you know, like, in my head is like, you know, like,
so what, these are the girls you jerk off to, right? Like, well, what the
fuck is this? Not really. I didn't care. I don't care if you, like, watch porn. Like, yeah, some of these, like, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, do you want me to look like them? Do you want me to act like them? Like, what do you
there
want?
There are things that, like...
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Because everybody, like, you know, does their own thing, right?
Yeah.
And that's accepted, and it's, what, you know, it's just natural. But, like, why would you want to put... Why would you want to share that?
I don't know. Wait. So, what video was it? It was just of like porn stars talking, or it was
the actual porn video?
An actual porn video?
No, it was just the video.
Oh my god, dude! Nick.
Oh, here we go. Censor this part.
No.
We're about to see, hear something.
It's not nothing bad. It's just pictures of them. It's a TikTok.
Nah, yeah, we're fucking with you.
It's a TikTok.
So he's like, hey, check out these girls.
Dude, that's weird. That's weird.
How is this guy fumbling everything? Like, weird situation, man. Nope, he's wrong.
Nah, dude.
There's no opinion. That's a fact.
There's no debate.
I mean... No. Like, I always tried to, it's so funny to me because I always tried to justify him. I always tried to be on his side, you know, like when I would tell people and I'd be like, oh no, maybe it's like, you know, or sometimes like I would be like, yeah, why he sent me this? Like for that video,
this was the chance you were like, what the fuck?
I was like, why did you send me this?
I'm the same way. Like I've been this whole time, I'm trying to understand where he's coming from, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't know him as a person. So maybe he's like, you know, just lack of experience and being naive. But this one does seem like a what the fuck.
But it's so weird because it's the first one, and the first one, like Nick, like when you had your first girlfriend, I mean, like, wasn't in your mind like, oh, I gotta do the best I can, right? Like I gotta try to keep her. You know, it's your first one. You're excited and you're obviously nervous and shit. But it's like
maybe I didn't think that way.
Really?
No, I think I was just excited. It was like a thing that I just wanted, like, for no apparent reason. I was like, I just need to have a girlfriend because everyone wants to be with somebody.
Yeah, it's like...
I don't think I thought about the effort that went into it and how she feels. I think I was just like, for me, it was just something cool, right?
Yeah.
Like, I have a girlfriend. That's badass, right? Shit, I might have done the same thing. But that's weird.
You might have been worse.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
But that's why, like, I'm not trying to bash the guy, but I'm trying to figure out what he was thinking in these moments that he's doing this. Because it just seemed like something, like, I don't think I'd ever, I mean, I can't really speak for that, but, like, it just seems like something going totally opposite direction than, you know, like trying to put the effort in for Daisy and trying to, or with anybody, whoever his first relationship is. It's like doing your best. And I don't know, it doesn't seem like he was thinking that.
Man, I'm really thinking of the story of something I did.
What did you do?
I was dating a girl. I was dating a girl one time, and my friends were okay. Well, I was dating a girl one time, and then fuck, dude, I'm gonna feel like shit telling the story.
Go ahead, tell me. Don't worry, I already think you're a piece of shit.
Okay, good. This might make it worse.
Oh no.
So I was telling her, I was like, oh, because she was also in a group chat with my other friends. We were all in one big group chat. Yeah. I started telling my friends what my dream girl was like. And I described a girl that was nothing like my
girlfriend.
And
she was there?
And she was in that chat. And I knew she was in that chat.
Yeah.
And, dude, she was fucking mad.
Oh, I bet.
And I did similar to what her ex said. Where he was like, why are you mad? Like, this shouldn't even be, like, whatever. Like, is that, like, gaslighting? I don't know.
That's how you make it worse, though.
That's right. Yeah. And I think, and you know what? I thought about it since then. I feel fucking awful about that.
Yeah.
But I think I wanted to break up with her. I didn't want to be with her anymore. And I did that as, like, a way of saying, like, I want to be with someone else. I didn't have anybody. I wasn't seeing anybody else, right? I wasn't even talking to anyone else.
Yeah.
But I think I just didn't want to harass my girlfriend. And I just did some bogus shit. My friends are like, laughing because they knew how fucking awful that moment was.
Bet.
And I felt so bad. and I didn't see it. I was justifying for myself, like what did I even do wrong? Like, I just, you know, this is just, you know. You know what's even worse is I told her about that. And we talked about it, and she sided with me eventually.
What do you mean?
I saw explained it, as like, it to her.
As like it was just like a hypothetical.
She's like, yeah. I was like, I'm like, everyone's got their own taste and stuff. And then, she's like, yeah, I understand and all that. Eventually, she came around for me, and like, I guess like I convinced her, but I think she was just coping.
Yeah.
And I should not have done that. That's awful, bro. What I did right there, that was legit. One of the worst things I've ever done to another person.
I think what makes it worse is you did it in a group chat. So it wasn't just like you two. It was like
everyone else, like
six people. And she's just like, now everybody knows.
She was pissed.
Jesus Christ.
I don't talk to her anymore.
I hope not.
She hears the podcast.
I haven't talked to her in almost 10 years.
Nah, don't worry. She'll find it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Find out.
If you hear it, I'm sorry. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And you're probably thinking I'm a piece of shit. And I was for saying that. But if you're hearing this, I've changed.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything in my power to make sure I never do that again to anybody ever. Not just in that way. Not in like in a relationship way. But also, I never treat a friend in any kind of way like that. Like, dude. And dude, I've never told anyone that story. My friends obviously know, but I've never talked about it. Because I feel so fucking bad. But I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's all right, Nick.
And I don't mean don't to laugh while I'm saying it. I just...
You're laughing because you're
been
here
a,
with
It's
us.
Been a long time. Yeah. I wouldn't... If I was talking to you one-on-one, I would not be laughing. This is not funny.
Yeah.
But I did do it.
Yeah.
And I admit it. And that was my reasoning. I'm not saying it's a good reason, but I fucking did it.
Good job, Nick. Respect to you for owning up to it.
Fuck, man.
Did you find the video, Daisy?
No, I think it got like unedited or whatever. Because like most of the videos that I'm just finding is just like, oh, the videos say like unavailable or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's basically it was like a whole bunch of porn stars, and it's like the caption was, "the most flexible people ever." And then it's just it was like famous porn stars, and it just showed slides of them or whatever. Yeah. And he sent it to me, so I was like. You know, like, in my head, I'm like, what the hell? Like,
what does he want me to think?
Yeah, like, what is this? Like, why? Because I didn't know who these girls were at first.
Yeah.
And then I started searching, and I was like, oh, these are, like, you know, porn stars. So, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, do you want me? And then I started overthinking. I was like, does he want me to be like her? Does he want me to do this? And I never asked him. I wish I did. Like, I think I did end up saying, like, bring it up or something like that because I was so salty about it.
Okay.
And then he's just like, it's just funny. I think it's just funny to me. And I was like, how is it, like...
Oh, that was hilarious.
How is that funny? Like, it's just a whole bunch of pictures of women. Like, they're not naked or anything. It's just a selfie.
Yeah.
And they're not doing anything funny.
No, they're nothing. You don't even see... Because I didn't get it. Because why are they the most flexible? Because they weren't doing anything in the video.
Yeah.
But, like...
You would only get that if...
Yeah. When you searched it up and everything, you knew. Like, you're like, oh. So, to me, it's just like... Like, what is this supposed to mean? And I think...
Seems weird. That's like something that you would send to, like, your friend. Like, a guy or something.
Yeah. Even then. A friend of mine said, like, that's not funny. I'm not saying, like, I wouldn't be offended by it.
Yeah, but it's... you'd like, if you send it... Even if you send it to a guy, he'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like... Oh, haha, because they're porn stars.
Yeah, you're real funny.
They're real flexible, huh?
Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm too sensitive for it or whatever.
I think that's a dropped ball on his...
Yeah, I don't know.
What people said, a lot of people said that it's so crazy. Because from my friends, from what they knew, the way we broke up... Because when I sent him the message, I was basically... This is what I'm trying to...
This is, I think, a really good way of doing today's episode where, like, there is an overarching, like, story, right? She's talking about her ex.
Yeah.
But we've been able to apply so many different other stories and stuff to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's super controlled. I don't know. I just think it's... We did this the best way possible, I think, that we could have done it.
Well, I mean, yeah, and also we're just chilling.
Yeah, that's why. It's not like we're not all over the place. Like,
yeah.
It's because I didn't know what else to talk about. I was like, well, I just got out of one, so might as well
talk about the most recent, and then we could talk about experiences that we've had too, right?
Yeah.
Like, just throw anything in.
But, okay, and I asked you this this week, Daisy. So, like, knowing everything that she's told us and me knowing a bit more, obviously, but do you think, like, what... How do you feel that it's ended? Do you feel good that it ended? Because it's like, I don't want to say it's not worth it, because that's kind of mean to say, but it's like, it doesn't seem like it was going anywhere. It might be for the best for you guys just to part ways.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like it was going to change.
Right.
Like, cut your losses.
Yeah, right? But is that how you... Is it cutting a loss?
Yeah, I mean, it's like making bad investment in time. You're not going to get that time back, and you might as well start moving on, right?
Yeah.
Especially if things aren't going to change.
But how do you feel about it ending, and also do you think that it should have been sooner?
I think it should have been sooner. I honestly feel so good that it ended, but in a way, like, I felt good. I don't regret the relationship. Mm-hmm. I learned from it.
Yeah,
even though it was like shitty as fuck, yeah. I learned from it. Yeah. And I'm gonna be honest, this was so much better than the past relationships I've been. So,
I mean, in the right direction.
I'm going slowly, but you know, like, I mean, to me, it's just like it ended. I'm happy that it ended. I wish it ended sooner. I was not mentally like stable, because it was true. Like, I was. I had to deal with school. I had to deal with work, and I had all these things, and I couldn't rant to him because, quote unquote, I complained too much. That's what was in my head. And I always brought it up to him too. And I was just like, clearly I complained too much. And then he's like, but it was a joke. And then I was just like, well, I mean, it's whatever. So then I changed the subject with that. Like, but to me, it's like, damn, like, I shouldn't be saying anything. Or like, you know, like, I like, going back to the overthinking, I said so much stuff in my head. Like, it was so overwhelming to think, like, for Christmas, I didn't even enjoy it. Because, like, I worked at those... for Christmas Eve, because I'm Mexican, we celebrated Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I worked Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and honestly, I got high and I got home and I just fell asleep. Yep. My mom felt shitty. She's like, I didn't take pictures with her because, like, me and him broke up. But that's not the case. We didn't break up around that time, but I was already mentally exhausted.
Yeah,
you know, like, I was just like, now I have to worry about buying him a gift. I have to, like, think about him, even though he's not telling me anything. Like, I'm trying to put effort into it, even though it was not getting anywhere.
Yeah, you're, like, trying to save it.
Mm-hmm. It's starting to affect your life outside of, like,
college. Yeah.
And you felt like you were fighting a losing battle. It's like,
yeah.
Why am I? I'm still doing this, exhausted. But, like, for what?
Because, like, at the end of the day, it's just, like, he would ask, like, days, like, oh, can we hang out this day? And then, like, I couldn't, because then family started coming, and I was just like, you know, like, hey, just give me some time, like, right now, like, I have family over, like, I can't hang out right now. And, like, he would try to push it, like, I guess since, like, because the last time we hung out was, like, to go see the tree, right, or whatever. Yeah. It was, like, around that time. That was the last time we hung out before we broke up. And I think he knew that I was just, like, you know, like, it just didn't feel the same, because we went out, we went to see the tree, we ended up going to go get food, and we were in the car or whatever, and we kissed. And I think at that point, I knew it was, like, not going to get anywhere, because the kiss just didn't feel the same anymore.
Yeah.
But I didn't say anything, and I was just like, oh, no, I got to get home or whatever. I couldn't tell him, because he's just, like, you know, after, I guess, a cute day, like, you know, because that was... Before that, all the other dates was just in my car. That was the first date. Like, to go into that date, I had to say I want to go see the tree.
Yeah.
You know, like, we weren't going to do it if I didn't say anything.
Yeah, like, he wouldn't have been like, hey, let's go out and do something special. Yeah. It's around Christmas time. Let's go have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you had to tell him.
Yeah. Because I told him, I was like, hey, I want to go to the tree or, like, the zoo lights. And then we just went. And then I think that's the day I knew. Like, I was like, yeah, this is not gonna get anywhere. And it just hurt, because, like, from that day, I just kind of, I guess in a way, I also dodged it, because to hang out again, because I knew what was going on. And I think once he realized that the relationship was going nowhere, he was already trying to get it to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why are you putting effort into something that is already dying? And, like, in the beginning, you didn't try anything. Like, you didn't put your mind, or you didn't want to do anything. Yeah.
It's like, once he feels that it's going to end, it's like, okay, now I got to start
putting his effort.
But yeah. And, like, do you think that, like, something like that is just, like, people, like, trying to keep somebody, like,
yeah.
So it's like in that situation, he's like, oh shit, it's going to end. I got to put a little bit of effort in to keep her. And it's just like, it's like putting the bare minimum in just so you can keep a body with you.
Yeah.
That, like, that's what I got from that.
And then let's say things ended up working out. Like, he put enough effort to bring it back. You know, maybe he would have, like, you think maybe he would have, like, gone back to how he was before. Like, he's like, okay, I put the effort to bring it back. Now it's time to take it easy again.
Now it's time to go back to just like.
I don't want to say that's what he would have done.
Like, yeah, but it's like, you think he probably would have. Because, dude, it's hard to change.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't think he would have.
Not that he couldn't, maybe.
No, he definitely could, but it's like, it's hard to change, especially in that small of a time period.
Based on a lot of the stuff he had done up until that point, there was no sign of change, right? Like.
Hey, but who knows? He could have been a Casanova.
Yeah, I can't believe you missed out.
I'm sorry. No, but the thing is, like, to me, it's so crazy. Like, I was being so, like, mentally drained. Like, at work, I would sometimes, like, fuck, like, I can't message him right now, but, like, I'll try to. Or, like, I just felt so bad because sometimes I wouldn't message him. Mm-hmm. But it's just because I was like, oh, like, I'm tired. Like, what do I tell him? Like, I can't say anything because then he'll say something or, like, this is that. So then it's what was crazy to me is like when I finally did it, because I gave him like a whole paragraph, like saying that I hope his day went good. Like, I'm gonna just read it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, hey, I hope your day went good. You know, I love you and care for you very much, and I've been thinking about what you had said the other day about how it isn't fair to. Oh, okay. So this is when I started, because I started going through a really dark path in the beginning of the month, and I didn't tell him, and I was going through depression or whatever, and I didn't tell him, and this was when we almost broke up. Yeah. So we almost broke up like a week before this, our breakup.
Yeah.
And that's when he started like putting his effort, I guess you could say, and like he just started asking like, hey, what's going on, like you're not telling me. And he felt like, he's like, you know, I feel really shitty, you know, like that you're not telling me anything. I feel shitty because like you're keeping me in the dark or whatever. So then that's when I told him, I was like, you know, I did end up bursting on him and told him what had happened and stuff, and he started helping me a bit. But at that point, I was just like, I kind of just want to be alone, like, now. Like, you know, I don't think in my head, it's just, you know, like. So then I said, the thing is that you're right. I'm not the right state of mind to be in a relationship. I want to see you succeed and do so much more. But I think if I say I'll end up hurting you and hold, I feel like I'll hold him back or hurt him.
Yeah.
Right now, I need to focus on myself and try to get my shit together. I know you want to help, but I need to do this on my own. What he said is, I know I saw it coming, and I hope that you're able to find what you need. And it does suck that it has to end, but I did enjoy our time together, and I hope you did too. I don't regret us at all. Maybe at some other time, we can talk and be friends again and see what happens. But now I respect your decision and stop our relationship. I hope you feel better.
I will say this. I think that was a good way for him to. That was the good message that he sent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of surprised.
Surprised us all right there.
Yeah,
came through.
Yeah, like he didn't say anything bad, like, yeah. You know, like he took it, he understood, and like he spoke, you know, like he right. said what yeah. he said. To me, it's just like, I was so sad because I was like, damn, like it really ended. Like, there's no way I said that I fell out of love, because if I wasn't in love anymore, I wouldn't be crying right now and emotionally, like,
yeah,
you know,
there was no closure.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Like, there's still obviously some leftover. But
is it that, or is it just the reason that it's like, because it's like were you crying because of that, or were you crying just because it's like oh, here's somebody else that's leaving me? Like, do you think it was because you loved him, or do you think it was because of that feeling, like, oh fuck, there goes another fucking person? Just like,
I think I never thought of it that way. Mm-hmm. So I think now that you're saying that, I think it is true, you know, like in a way it's like, fuck, like I just lost someone else, like,
yeah,
you know, it's now it's, you know, like, what do I do now? Well, yeah, not what I do now, but, like, it's, like, you know, it's another failed attempt.
Yeah, you have the thoughts and shit, and it's, like, you can't fight those thoughts. You're gonna, mm-hmm. Especially when you have multiple people, you know, dump you. Well, not dump you, you didn't get dumped, but it's, like, just that relationship's end. It's, like, well, what the fuck? It was when the fuck is going to happen, you know? Yeah. You have those thoughts and shit. But, and I remember telling Daisy, you when we were talking one day, and all the stuff that she was saying, like she was overthinking, she was, you were feeling all these feelings. I told her, I'm like, honestly, my perspective, if he's making you feel like this and you feel like you can't talk to him, he's making you feel like you have to ask him to put the effort in. I'm like, I don't think a relationship like that is worth it. Like, if he's making you feel like, and you even cried one time, even while you guys were still together. Mm-hmm. If somebody's making you overthink like that and cry, bring you to tears, and make you question everything, that's when I think it's time to end it. First, talk to them.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't change after that, that it's probably best just to dip.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know what it sucks to hear?
Huh.
When somebody says, like, it's better to be by yourself than with someone you're not happy with. Like, yeah. I know, it still sucks. When somebody gives me good advice, I still hate hearing it.
Yeah.
Like,
you know why? Because,
like, let me be sad.
It's like the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that saying, the truth hurts. So it's like,
it does.
You need to hear it, but you don't want to fucking hear it.
Yeah. I hate that, but it's important, right? And it's obvious. It's always obvious, too. Like, duh, why wouldn't you rather be alone with someone you don't
know? But it's not obvious when you're in that position. Yeah, that's why. Like, dude, how much doesn't love blind somebody?
A lot.
Right? But
love
why does it do that?
Because you just
You follow your emotions?
Yeah, you don't think rationally, maybe.
I think you follow your heart more than your... Or I don't know, because a lot of
people want it to be good. Yeah. You want it to be a good thing. So if something bad comes up, you justify it or work around it or cope with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's true. I mean... Oh, something I wanted to ask you about.
Mm-hmm.
If you're okay talking about it, you listened to the last podcast and you talked about how you talked about how it made you feel.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Would you be okay talking about that? Or you prefer, like how you said, you needed to hear it coming from someone's.
Okay, so I don't mind talking about it. It's because I told you guys I wanted to talk about it too. Right. Well, I told Meme. Like, I told him, I want to tell Gio. Like, I wish he was here and I told him. But then again, I might have cried in front of him. But it's honestly, I was so sad. Okay, because I listened to it the day before Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Worst day ever.
You're like, this will get me ready for it.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for Valentine's. Because I thought, at first I was like, oh, they're probably doing like... talking about relationships, like, you know, what they went through or whatever. No, did not expect what I heard. I'm gonna be honest, I told you guys already, I did not finish it.
Yeah,
because I was not mentally able to finish it. I felt it's so crazy to me because, like, I'm gonna bring up two people.
Okay.
And it is what it is. If they also hear it, because I am gonna post, like, you know, I like posting that you guys like make podcasts or whatever.
Yeah.
To me, it's so crazy because, like, there was two people that I fell in love with, and, like, I thought it was gonna get into something or whatever, but all they wanted was quote unquote pussy. Sorry.
Cancelled.
No, you're good.
It's just, like, it kind of hurt, you know, because, like, they can't tell me. They can't, like, the way Gio said it, they wouldn't say it, you know, mm-hmm. But that's how they are. That to them, it's like, oh, I'm going to do something just to get that. But they're going to just try the best, like, put, like, whatever just to get what they want. And for Gio saying what he said, it made me emotional because, like, it's the truth towards some guys. Some guys, that's how they feel, and I understand. But love blinds me. Well, I wouldn't say love. It's just I get attached easily.
Yeah.
So for me to hear, it's kind of like feeling like the two people that I really got attached to telling me that. Yeah. But, like, hearing it in Gio's voice.
Yeah.
Instead of them telling me, it's just like that.
And it's like kind of what he said, right? That women get attached emotionally to, like, a partner. And it sucks to hear that. I can imagine it'd be suck to hear, like, him talking about that when because that affected you sort of negatively, being attached to a person who didn't mm-hmm. wasn't as attached emotionally to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like he, you know, obviously Giovanni has never met you, so it's not like he said it and he's like, oh, I'm going to.
Well, no, obviously he didn't say it to me, but it felt like it was
when you heard it. You heard it, like you say, you heard it. And you heard him say it, but it was like those guys you were with telling it to you
mm-hmm.
and you realizing, like, in that situation, like, they were not attached, like how Giovanni explained it, right?
Yeah, they were just in it for the physical attractiveness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
or attraction.
Man, I don't... How can you take that in, right? When you're going through something, like, in your situation that you're in at the moment, and maybe you were hearing that podcast at the time wasn't the best idea.
And not even that, the day before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, everything like, just lined up to also. Really...
I mean, it's funny because I was like, you know, like... Because I had to make my friend a frame, because I do frames for... Well, this is the only time I did it, like, for... It's like a whole bunch of flowers or whatever. And I was folding flowers and I was just listening to podcasts and I was just like, like I was shocked. And then my friend, because I was very emotional at the time, because, you know, it's the day before Valentine's Day. I just broke up with someone like not that long ago. And I was just like texting my friend. I was like, I'm listening to my friend's podcast and it's so sad to hear this guy say all these things. And it's like, it's crazy to me because some guys, this is how some guys think, and it's just like they don't care. Like, and I'm not gonna judge him. It's his opinion. Well, I judged them a little, but it's everyone, his opinion. It's whatever.
She,
you
Daisy
know?
Was furious. She was texting me yesterday.
Well, no, when I was listening to him, I told him, I was like, I'm gonna. I don't know if I said murder. Did I?
You said you were going to kill him?
Yeah. I said I was going to kill him because I was, like, bawling my eyes out. I was doing this frame for my friend. I almost cried on top of the frame. Imagine, it's like, he's trying to give my, like, I was making it for his girlfriend. Imagine, like, he, you know, a whole bunch of tears went into this frame. And it's just like, God, oh, damn. My God. Like, I was like, I'm not prepared for this. And tomorrow's Valentine's Day. I'm going to be honest. I took it so hard that day just because of everything. And not just because of the podcast or whatever, but it's the truth, you know. He spoke the truth, and it, you know, I guess in a way, it kind of gave me realization I shouldn't be a hopeless, because I'm a hopeless romantic. No, you know,
me
like,
too.
Are you Nick?
Of course, for my wife.
Oh, you see.
Well, when you find the right. wait, we gotta end it. It's getting too emotional now.
I'm not gonna cry.
I might.
And then don't cry. It's okay.
Nick, man the fuck up.
Nah, it's fucking weird. I'm gonna
cancel
role.
You now. Fuck. You can't tell a man to. I feel like men crying is. I don't think people should care. But I think a lot of guys, since they grew up with their, like, their dads, your family, they're like, you know, don't cry because crying is a bitch thing to... I was even told that as a kid, you know? Like, I wish people didn't take crying as, like, it's a bitchy thing. Or, like, whatever. I wish you're able to, like, cry it out, you know? Like, dude, it shouldn't matter.
And you know what? But you know what? One thing I thought about was, like, okay, some people mean that seriously. Like, guys, like, some people really think that guys should not shed tears or feel sad or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But then I try to look at everything with a spin on it. So, right. I was thinking, I'm like, oh, maybe they might be saying that way, like, the person toughens up a bit. Mm-hmm. Like, not really saying, like, oh,
well,
it's a
bit. So Giovanni was saying in the podcast, right? Like, you have to raise a boy to become, be like more stoic and, like, you know,
but like sometimes
not cold, but
like stronger.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is like, some people do tell them like, oh, men shouldn't cry, period. But some other people, I think they're using that as just like an excuse to like tell them, hey, you know, toughen up. Not everything you got to cry over, you know, like, and also nobody wants to see somebody cry. So they might be just using that.
Maybe?
Yeah. But,
and you know, I think that way too. I think what you're saying, I agree with, like, I'll say, it's okay to cry and it's okay to do that. But subconsciously, I'll avoid doing that stuff. Like, if I see another man crying, I'll be like, what's wrong? You know, like, are you good, bro? You know? But I myself will avoid crying because I'm like, I can't do it. I'm like, but why? If I'm okay with other guys crying, why can't I myself not do it?
Yeah.
And my dad never really taught me that, to do that. I think it really was just me seeing it in society. My dad's never been one to be a hard ass or whatever.
Yeah.
But maybe I still saw it within my friends and I heard it in school and stuff, right? So it's like, it's a hard habit to break, you know? Like, even being like touchy with somebody for me is sometimes like hugging another guy, you know? Or like jokingly, you know, I'll go up to your work and I'll grab your hand as a joke, right?
Yeah.
And it's still like, for a second, I'm always like, it's a little weird because I'm like, wait, guys, should guys not be holding hands? I'm like, wait. I'm just joking. Like, we're just fucking, you know? Like, dude, like, touching, I'll go up to Saul while he's at lunch and I'll, like, tap his back. I'll be like, what up, bro? You know?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, was that too affectionate? And I'll feel that more than I'll think it. And I don't know why it's like that, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a hard habit to break. And for just a split second, I am almost embarrassed or ashamed, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what the feeling is. But I always come around, always like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to break that, right? And I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'll go up to my boys. I'll put my arm over the shoulder.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, with Carlos at work. He's pretty affectionate. You know, I see him.
Yeah, Carlos comes, he gives you a hug and shit. What's up?
And that's, and you know, who was it that I don't remember. I think it was Carlos or Sergio. One time we were hanging out at your house. And when we left, we were walking to our cars. And it was a hug goodbye. Pretty sure it was Carlos. But I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
But it was like, I was like, oh shit, like. This is nice, right? Like,
dude, it should. I don't like the crying or even showing affection like that, dude. One thing that always gets me is like if somebody wants to like give a hug or some shit like that. I don't care who it is, but it's always in my mind. It's like, this literally might be the last time I see them. I don't know if they're gonna die on their way home. They could get into a car crash. They could not wake up the next morning. So it's like, well, fuck yeah, I'll give you a hug.
Yeah,
give you a handshake. Give you a hug in this shit. It's like that. That's how I don't feel like that. Like feeling that, like, oh, maybe this is too much.
Yeah,
you know, because then
you get a lot of practice.
Yeah, because then it's like if they don't wake up tomorrow or some shit happens in a week and I don't see them again, it's like, yeah, man, maybe I should have given them that hug or that.
And handshake. I think that's a good way to see it, right? No, because then I see it that way, and I'm like. Well, I shouldn't have to justify it for myself.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to be like, well, maybe they'll die tomorrow. No. Like, if I want to hug somebody just because they're saying goodbye,
yeah.
I want to hug them. But that is a good way to break a habit, right? Like, maybe give yourself... It's almost like a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, it's okay that I hugged them because maybe y'all want to see them ever again. And that's, I think that's a good step, first step. And it's a good way to break a bad habit that maybe you have for a long time.
Yeah. I think it would help.
Yeah. But I also think, yeah, I also... You shouldn't have to justify it... If you just want to hug someone, and they're okay with it, obviously, no, just go up.
Yeah, just go rat the person.
Hugging people, yeah. Like, go, you know.
I've never...
But don't kiss them. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
I've never cried over somebody that I broke up with or broke up with me.
You're bogus.
Is that bad?
Wow.
Is that bad?
You didn't love them. No, I'm just kidding.
That's what people always tell me. No. They go, well, obviously, then you didn't fucking love them. And I'm like, accurate?
No. I think... If you don't cry, then, you know, like, you don't always have to cry over something like that, you know, like, I think it just depends on the person you are, because, like, some people don't cry for, like, anything, you know, but it hurts them in a way. It's just, like, I think it's more depending on who you are as a person. I don't think it depends on, like, you didn't love them.
I know some of the best emotionally stable people have just not cried after relationships. I think it is just, some people will cry. Like me, I'm not really one. I have cried.
Yeah.
But I haven't in a long time. And I don't think it's because I'm emotionless. I just don't feel like crying, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, and even in other situations, right? Maybe sometimes someone passes away and you don't cry about it. That doesn't mean you don't miss them or whatever. Some people just have different ways of reacting.
And sometimes it doesn't hit you right away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sometimes, yeah. Maybe it'll take a while. And but if you never cry, also, that's not an issue, right? If you didn't cry over something really sad, it could still have affected you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to cry about something. Don't feel like you're
heartless. Piece of shit.
Yeah. Like, crying is just different for different people. And then there's the opposite, right? Somebody will cry for absolutely no reason. That's fine, too. Like, sometimes you just feel like fucking crying. You ruin your new pair of shoes or something, and you fucking bawl.
Oh, dude, there's an episode of Seinfeld where Jerry is going out with this girl, and she cries over every fucking thing. There's one part where she drops her hot dog, and she's there. My hot dog fell. And, dude, she's, like, literally crying, and he goes, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Buy her a new hot dog.
No, God.
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I would cry if I dropped food.
That's sad.
Dude, that shit, you pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you ever, like, you get the food, and right as you're about to get home, you drop it or something?
Yeah.
Or one time I made potato wedges in my house, and that mm-hmm. took a while because they were in the oven.
Right.
And as I was walking out of the kitchen to go to my room,
mm-hmm.
I spilled the thing and I had them in. I dropped half of them. But, dude, I was fucking devastated.
Oh, I fucking bet. Dude, I had a question here I want to ask Daisy.
That's going to be he always has... The tough questions.
Do I?
I gotta walk away real quick.
hang on. Let me find it. There's a podcast that I listen to. Besides this one. No, there's a podcast. And, okay, here's one. This is something I get from that podcast. She talks about, like stuff like this. But it says, the question is, why do we gravitate towards the abusive, neglectful, narcissistic ones?
I mean, I did tell you guys, like, I do go towards that. I'm not gonna lie, and you know, going back to the other podcast, it is true. A lot of girls go towards like all that, you know, like all the negative energy, and I think it's like, I kind of talked about it earlier. I was like saying, not in the like right now, but like it's just kind of like asking yourself, like, why don't they want me? Like, what's wrong with me? Do I have to change anything? Like, why does this person doesn't want me? Because like, in a way, like, I also thought about it, like, with those other two people that I brought up before. You know, in my eyes, it's like, why don't they want a relationship with me? Why do they just want this? Like, I get it, you know, but like, am I not good enough to date? Am I, like, I start overthinking, you know? So then in myself, I'm like, oh, maybe I could change them. Maybe they could be someone else.
Yeah.
But like, the thing is it sucks because it's like a hopeless romantic, you know? You keep thinking and you keep putting yourself in this situation that's just going to keep hurting you, and it's not going to go anywhere. Why are you going to put yourself in that if you know it's not going anywhere? Which is because you kind of question yourself too. Like, why can't I be good? Why am I not good enough for this person? And that's how I see it. I mean, I keep going back because either I've spent so much time with this person and they see me, and my, like, because I'm self-conscious, so like, this person has seen me like this, so now I don't have to worry about anyone else. I don't have to think like, oh, this other person's gonna care about how I look like or whatever, you know? I'm gonna go back to the same person because, you know, they already seen how I am, like, you know. I have this story to tell you.
All right, tell me.
So okay, so going back to like how we were talking about, like, why do hopeless romantics go back? So there's this guy, his name is Leonard. So the reason I go to Leonard is because, like, I've been knowing him for a while, and he knows, like, he's seen me, like, like, he's seen, like, my ups. Oh, okay, now I remember. It's all coming back. Yeah. Okay, so Leonard could put up with my shit. Like, Leonard could, like, listen to me rant. Like, he doesn't care about anything, right? The reason I brought up my ex, which is John, not his actual name, but...
Yeah.
John couldn't stand me. Like, you know how I told you guys, like, he couldn't, not a, like,
good start.
Like, he you know, like, he was saying that I complained a lot, and like, he, when I would get mad, he wouldn't talk to me, he wouldn't say anything, you know? I would have to go back and be like, hey, like, act like nothing happened or whatever. But with Leonard doesn't give a shit. Like, Leonard will say whatever he wants, and I'll put up with it. Like, with Leonard, I could, like, argue with him no matter what. But the thing is, like, me and Leonard already had a heart-to-heart, and he told me why he doesn't want to be in a relationship in a way, but, like, it kind of, like, it was confusing. He just basically said that he doesn't want to be in a relationship because he's not, well, it's not that confusing, but when we were talking, I don't know.
He didn't understand.
Yeah. But he basically wants to make himself better. Like, he's not ready for a relationship.
Yeah, he wants to work on himself.
Yeah. So then, I understand. But, like, in a way, in my head, it's just, like, you know, I'm hopeless and I just want to be with him, you know? Like, you know, he puts up with my shit. Like, he doesn't care if I argue with him. Like, he'll keep messaging. Like, he gives me the same energy back, which I don't mind, you know? It's like, you know, if we're going to argue, we're going to argue. But, like, then we make it into, like, something funny. Like, it's not going to get into, like, oh, we're going to be mad for the rest of the day or whatever. Yeah. Like, he could have blocked me for, you know, like, if he doesn't want to talk to me, he could block me, he could, but no, he's still here. And I mean, I think the reason I keep going back to Leonard is because, like, no matter what, he still has, like, I have a part of him in my heart, and, like, even if he doesn't want to be anything, so, I mean, I think the reason I just go back is because, or, like, we're just, like, there to be there, and... I think it's just being a hopeless romantic with someone.
So, are you saying that, like, the little relationship that you have with Leonard is kind of like what you hope for or was hoping for with John?
Yeah.
But it's just like two completely different relationships, but it's like that's the kind of one that you want, and John was doing something completely different.
Yeah. Like, John just kind of, like, didn't give a shit, you know? Like,
yeah.
John, you know, I talked about him earlier, and it's just...
A ghost.
Yeah. ghost. I mean, it's crazy because, like, he unfriended me. Like, to me, it's, like, a big thing because I'm all about social media and everything. Like, my first thought was not, like, oh, let me stop sharing my location. Let me unfriend her on my accounts. Like, let me do all this. Like, that's the next day I was like, oh, shoot. Like, I got to unfriend him. I got to do these things, I guess. Or yeah. I thought we were going to still be friends because clearly that's what he said from the messages.
Yeah.
But, like, he was ready. Like, get the fuck out. You know, he even said, like, oh, he knew it was going to happen. So why didn't he do anything? Why did he wait for me? That's what I told Meme the other day, too.
Maybe he didn't want... Do you think guilt would have came with that? Like he didn't want to feel like he was responsible for it? Maybe. It's like, if you do it, then it's more like on you. It's like, oh, well, now he can say, oh, she broke up with me.
Yeah.
It's not like he's the one that initiated it. That's what I think. Or that's what I think it could be.
Dude, this guy... He's such a fucking mystery.
I don't know. Like, I can't tell. Like,
this guy, like, went into the relationship... And I couldn't wait for it to end. Like, what the fuck? You still talk to this other guy that you said you were talking to?
Leonard?
Yeah.
I talk to Leonard once in a while. Like, I'll just hit him up. Because, like, I mean, like I said, you know, even if he doesn't want anything.
No, it didn't end on bad terms. And then
yeah.
You obviously still feel something and you know, stay in contact with him.
Yeah. I think I kind of, like, okay, so I know you guys know about this, but, like, so since I had to put my dog down yesterday and I was going through it, I was thinking about texting John, which is a lot of people are like, no, like why get back in contact with him, you know? Like, and I'm happy I didn't do it because, like, I think at the time I was so emotional from Valentine's Day, my dog passing and all this stuff. It's just like, I think I wanted just have comfort from someone.
Some anyone,
And I'm so happy I didn't. I did text Leonard, but Leonard didn't really give a shit because he's in his own world. He's focusing on himself. So I didn't make... Because if it was like another day or like, I guess, whatever, I guess I would have been a little toxic and be like, oh, you don't give a shit. Like, in a way, like, you know, kind of put it... But I understood. I was like, oh, I mean, it's okay. It's just... another day. It may be tough, but I don't need to text someone and be like, hey, like, I mean it would have been nice to get comfort, but, like, it's okay. I mean, I didn't make it a big deal like I would usually do it.
But why do you think you were going straight to him?
Because I want
everybody.
You just looking, like, for anyone.
Yeah,
he was just the first person. Why do you think you decided not to make a big deal out of it this time?
I think it's just because I was so emotional that day. And I was just like, I think I just need to take my space since he didn't message. Because he didn't message right away. He took a while. And then I found out it was his birthday today. So I was like, oh, let me not be a bitch, you know?
I mean, that doesn't... I don't know. It feels like shit, right? When you reach out to someone, but, like, there's no one. But, like, why do you think you would have felt like a bitch? Like, if you said, like, oh, you don't care. Like, you do this, is that what you mean?
I feel like I would have gone deeper into him, but, like, brought up our past stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what I tend to do, like, with him. Like, and he's okay with it because he knows how I am. And I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, like, yeah, I may have brought up, like, the relationship. Maybe I was also the problem in the relationship before.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I overthink and I think... I'm not going to say, like, oh, my overthinking should justify it. But it's just, like... I think the reason I wasn't, like, being a bitch about it or, like, saying anything is just, like, I came to realize, like, you know, we're adults. Like, I shouldn't care. I shouldn't.
Like, not the drama and stuff
like that.
Yeah. I mean, and that situation was you just wanted to talk about, you know, comfort for a world because of your dog. And then, yeah, I guess going into it with somebody would have just been like, what's the point?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's... You made the right decision.
Nah. I mean, then he would have started his birthday off like with, damn, she's a bitch. You know, like, I just, you know, I texted him. I was like, hey, I'm sad. And then he's like, why? And then I was like, because he texted me like hours later. He left me on delivered or whatever. And I can't remember exactly because I don't save the messages with him. But it's just like, to me, like, I was like, I really wanted to give him shit for it. Because I was like, oh, like, you know, you saw, you know yeah. why I'm sad or whatever.
Daisy had this shit loaded in the can.
She's like, all right, respond, I dare you.
I mean, I could be a bitch sometimes. Like, it's just like, if you really act like oblivious or whatever, it pisses me off. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, dude, you want to talk oblivious? Uh-huh. I'm the fucking embodiment of that shit.
The monster of oblivion.
Dude, no lie, like, for real. Like, and I kind of like that I'm like this, but also I kind of don't like that I'm mm-hmm. like this because I miss opportunities. But, like Nick knows this.
Yeah, you did.
With my, like, overthinking and shit. And then with, dude, like one time we were at, me and my friend Sergio, we were at Hot Topic. Uh-huh. This was, like, 3 years ago. And I saw a shirt there that I wanted, so I got the shirt. I went up to the register, and then there was a girl there. She was probably like around my age, and I paid for the shirt. And while I'm doing it, she goes, she's like, "Oh, I like your tattoos," and I'm like, "Oh, thanks." I'm like, and then she goes, "Yeah, they look really cool." She started talking about a few of them, mm-hmm. and me, I'm just like I'm just answering her like nothing. Yeah. I'm like, "Oh yeah, yeah, I got this one here, I got this one here," and mm-hmm. she goes, "Yeah, they look really nice on you," and then I walk away. And then fucking Sergio comes up to me once we were walking out. He goes, "Are you fucking stupid?" And I go, "What?" And then he goes, "You know she was flirting with you, right?" And I go, "No." And then he goes, "I'm serious." And then he goes, "Why didn't you tell her something? Like, oh, you got nice hair. You like her hair or something." And then I think about it. I'm like, holy shit, maybe she was.
All these years later.
But dude, that happens like so often to me. Like I'll even tell Nick, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how many times haven't I told you about something and you go, "Dude,
I'll be like, oh my god, I get tired of listening to stories because they're all in the same way."
He's like, "Open your fucking eyes." But like one, I don't like that because it's like shit goes over mm-hmm. my head. I can't tell when somebody's flirting with me and shit. Mm-hmm. And it happens worse during text because I can't see the person's face.
You can't tell though.
Yeah, you can't tell. Yeah.
It's harder through text because, yes. you know.
But like also I like that. I'm like that because it's like I'm not looking out there looking for it. Mm-hmm. I'm not like I won't be disappointed if it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So it's like I do like about myself. So it's like I could go to a bar or something, and I'm not like most guys going out there just to find a girl and take her home and shit. I go there to have fun with my friends and that's it. If something happens, like if I meet somebody, then it happens. Let it happen naturally. Mm-hmm. So I do like that I'm not.
It's like a
what?
No, nothing.
Tell me, Nick.
It's like a defense mechanism.
No, I'm coping.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean,
isn't it true? It's like both ways, right?
It stopped you from, I guess, like feeling embarrassed, but it's also stopped you from potentially finding someone great.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, take which. I guess. Yeah,
maybe it's a good reason. Yeah. Maybe it's like a sign. Like maybe it's like, oh, for him to be oblivious, wait for something great, greater to come. You know,
you're gonna find someone that's gonna directly tell you, someone who's very straight and direct.
Dude, honestly, I think that's what you got to do with me. You got to straight up and message me or tell me, hey, you know, I fucking like you, right?
Yeah, and you know, you might find someone. I mean, if you go on the rest of your life like being like you know more oblivious, eventually the only person that you're gonna stick to is somebody who will be straight with you.
Yeah,
and maybe that's cool. So I don't know.
I don't know. I have another question too.
Well, don't change. It's you.
Yeah?
Unless you feel like it's a bad thing. But if you feel like it's. If it's not really, you know, affecting you negatively, I'm not going to tell you.
Did you have like a lot of relief or any relief when it ended? When your relationship ended?
For John?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you ask that about John?
He did. No, you did ask. You're like.
You wish
how
it
did
had
I feel?
Ended sooner or something.
Yeah, that's how I felt. Like, I wish it did end sooner because, you know, like, I was not, like, even in the message I said, like, I wasn't okay. Like, I think mostly it just sucked because, like, I was thinking about him, but, like, I couldn't do anything about it. You know, it was already too late. Like, you know, it's just, like, I was having all these thoughts in my head and I'm like, damn, like, I'm worrying about him, but we're not doing anything. We're not getting anywhere. Why should I worry? So then that's when it happened. Like, I don't remember what I was doing that night, but it's just like I decided. I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to break up with him. I think it's just.
You just took a step.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you're a person that is always looking for a relationship? Like you want to be with someone?
I think so.
I'm the same way. That's why I'm asking. Because I know I don't spend a lot of time. Well, I didn't, obviously. I spend a lot of time not being single.
Yeah.
I don't remember a long period of time. Even if I wasn't dating somebody, I was seeing someone or texting somebody.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's because I can't be alone.
Yeah?
Like, I think
But I like being alone. Like, mm-hmm. Not always. Right. But I enjoy my time, the time I spend by myself. Yeah, by yourself. Maybe, like, I don't know. I could never explain it. That's one thing I've never been able to figure out is why mm-hmm. do I feel like I want someone, you know, romantic.
I think it's more, for me, it's more like, not like being alone, because like, I could have my, like, sometimes I'll ask, like, hey, can I have like a day alone today? Like, I don't want to talk to anyone, I just want to be on my own.
Yeah.
It's not that, it's more like wanting someone to be there for you. Not that like a friend, yeah. There's a difference from a friend and a family
than there is with someone you're involved with romantically, right?
Yeah, like I feel like I would be able to be more open if it was okay with the person, because it kind of, you know, like with John, like I wasn't able to complain to him, but like if I was with someone that was okay with me, like expressing how I feel and stuff, I think at that point, like I'd be okay, you know, like, you know, if they understand that sometimes I need my time, like solo. But even my friends, they're like, hey, you know, you need a year to be single, because, you know, like for me, it's like I need someone to be
all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're always like, well, one of them specifically, he's like, I think a year you need. And I was just like, a year. And I was like,
people just say that to gap year.
Yeah, a gap year, like, of not being with anyone.
Like, what does that do, like being single? Like,
like a break, you know, like,
okay, like how about rather than be alone for a year, how about you just start looking for the right? I think what's more important is you start looking for the right person rather than being single. Because if you just go a year being single, but then after that year is done, you go right back to dating the same kind of people you were dating before.
Yeah.
Then what was that whole year for? You just were single for no reason. It seems like mm-hmm. people tell you to be single just to go out and have fun. But
the thing is, I feel like also being single, not single, it's just, okay, so then if I was in a relationship right now and I was able to be like, hey, like, can we go out? Or like, I would want to be able to do something with like that person, because like sometimes I like taking walks on this like area, and it's just like sometimes it sucks being alone, or like I kind of feel bad because sometimes I text one of my friends, like one of them, I always text him, I'm like, hey, you want to do this or that? Sometimes he's busy and I wish I had someone, you know, significant other to be able to do that with me, you know?
Yeah.
So in a way, it's just kind of like I wish.
Yeah, I think when somebody tells you need to be single for a bit, like that doesn't, I'd rather just find someone special.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? And I will tell you it's... Okay, wait. I want to say this without being like a flex, okay?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Well, I've got it all figured out, so... No.
Oh, sorry.
What you're describing...
You got the love guru over here.
No, what you're describing is saying like you want to find somebody who does those things for you is super worth it, you know? Because it feels so much better... Dang, how do I... At the same time, I don't want to say being single is bad. Some people like being single, and that's cool, too. But me, as somebody who's always wanted to be with someone, once you start looking in the right places for the right person, when you start finding the right people, it's so much better than just going out, being single, and having fun. I'm not saying that from people like us who want to be with someone.
At that point, it's, like, genuine?
It's genuine, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you can find a way to avoid dating bad people, there's nothing wrong with always being with somebody. As long as those relationships are all genuine. Like if your friends are telling you, you need to take time off, be single. Like that's not for everyone.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you, after a breakup, do you think it's better to take a break and be single? Or do you think it's better to jump right in? Let me tell you this.
From the time I was single to the time that I started dating my wife was a week. I broke up with the girl, and I had already been talking to my wife.
Yeah.
Then, after we broke up, a week later, me and my wife started dating. Officially, we were boyfriend, girlfriend. And people were like, what? You need somebody might tell you, right? Hey, spend some time alone. But a year later, we got married.
Yeah.
We've been married for a long time.
Yeah.
So, it's not necessarily the right advice for everybody.
Yeah.
But it is certainly... maybe what they should be telling you is... maybe look at the people you're dating, right?
They tell me.
It's more important to do some reflection, self-reflection, and you know that shit. All right, I'm done giving advice.
I don't think you're wrong.
No, you're good. Like I get where you're coming from and like stuff like that. It's just it sucks. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know why somehow I get into the wrong people. Yeah. Because like,
well, you don't know to begin with, right?
Yeah, like sometimes the thing is like there was a situation that really got bad, and a lot of people didn't know about it. It kind of sucks because like. At the time, I was so alone, and everybody was like, why are you so depressed? Why are you so mad all the time? And it's just because of this one person, you know? Yeah. And it kind of sucks because, like you said, like, you don't know who you're getting into. And in a way, I'm also oblivious, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Because, like, there has been, like, situations where people came up to me, and they did say, like, hey, I like you, and I lost my opportunity, you know, and maybe it was a good reason I lost the opportunity to be with them or whatever, like, you know, in some cases, because of what I had gone through, I was the problem in, you know, that, so, I don't know, it's just kind of hard because now, like, I'm so different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, I don't know who's going to put up with my shit now, you know? It's no. Like the bad people are going to put it up with it, you know, because they want one thing.
Yeah. They're like, fuck it, I'll just deal with it. Yeah. Or some shit. Dude, one of... I love the... And you ever play God of War?
Yeah.
The new one, the Ragnarok one?
I watched my friend play it, so I know what happened, the whole thing.
In there, there's a side quest you can do. You gotta collect some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And... It's called Across Nine Realms. That's what the side story is called.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah, you have to collect the ingredients there.
Yeah. Something. So you find this pot and you got to collect some ingredients for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it like tells you the rest of the story. Point is like you end up finding that the people that whose campfire that was, it was these two people. It was a boy that two significant others that loved each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a cool story that I liked it because you end up learning that that. Those two people traveled across all the nine realms,
mm-hmm.
and they never had a home, but home to them was just them being together. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's why, like, it didn't matter where they were. It was the fact that they were together, and that's where that's why I was home to them. Home to them was just, like, each other's hearts and shit. And I thought that was really cool. They put that in the game. I'm like, isn't that just dope? I'm like...
The little side missions they do, because they throw in, like, stories of others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that you read, right?
But, like, I saw that in the game, and I'm like, man, that's like... I really like that they threw that in there, because that's, like, a cool little story. Cool little, like, environment lore that they throw in there. The part of relief that I was talking about, dude, the last one that I was with, the last relationship, like, Nick knows this, how much I fucking overthink and everything. Mm-hmm. And
that was the worst one.
No, but you did text me about it sometimes.
Yeah, I've told you about it, too. But, and it's like, and I was thinking maybe Daisy had the same feeling because, dude, when it all ended, like when it was 100% over,
mm-hmm.
it was like a weight lifted off my shoulders.
It does.
But whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, because it's like being in a relationship is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, you got to put in the effort, you got to put in the work, you got to do this X, Y, and Z. But it's like when that ended, it was like everything just like settled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't have, there was no pressure on me. I didn't have to I wasn't thinking like really anymore. It was, but you still had the thoughts of like, man, I wonder where that person's at nowadays.
Or like what they're doing. Yeah.
But it was, and I told Nick like the day after it ended, I go, dude, I'm like, it's sad in a way because it's like somebody that you knew for this amount
mm-hmm.
of time, you probably never see them again.
Mm-hmm.
So like that part is sad, but then it's like, but then you got the upside where it's just like,
why would you want to keep seeing them if things were so bad?
Well, that.
Yeah.
But then also, you just get the relief. Like, man, I don't got to try that hard anymore. Because when you're in a relationship, you try your hardest, right? Yeah. Especially in the beginning.
Yeah. You know,
and that's how I felt.
That stress that you feel when you're trying so hard and it's not working, when it does work, when you find somebody that the effort does feel like you're putting is worth it,
yeah.
You don't feel that stress anymore. Not always. You realize, and it just all feels worth it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're seeing your relationship grow. You're seeing all this hard work you're doing, and you're like, at the end of the day, when you're with the other person, you're like, holy shit, like this is perfect, right?
Yeah.
Like I guess, you know, they say that, like, cheesy thing where, like, when you're with the right person,
you know it.
It just feels easy.
Yeah.
And it's kind of true. I wouldn't say it feels easy, but it feels right.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't feel like a fucking chore. And so, like, what you're saying with, like, I got to be with somebody who puts up with my shit. Someone's not going to see it that way. They're not going to see it as putting up with your shit. They're going to see it as maybe...
That's how you are.
That's the one they want to talk to you. And they want to know how you feel. And they want you to vent to them.
Yeah.
You know? And, but you feel it. Like, you'll know. Maybe not right away. Sometimes it's exit, but.
I know. I mean, well, going back to that, it's true. Like, I mean, it felt so good. Like, now I didn't have to worry. Like, it kind of feels shitty to say, but it's like... Now I don't have to worry about how they're doing. Now I have to worry about myself. Like, now I could put myself first. But even if, like, I... Like... Because I know, I guess in a way, like, you know, I do need my time. Like, how we brought up before, like, my friend said that I need time for myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's because I was always thinking about them. Someone like, else. You know, like, you know, I don't mind thinking for someone else or, like, worrying about them, you know, because, like, I want to be there for them. But when they're not there for you and you're trying to handle two things at once, it just kind of sucks, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, after he, like, everything just left. It, like, meme said, it felt like weight lifted off of your shoulders. Yeah, like
you were just, like, free.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
It's so weird how you feel that way.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I'm like, man, is that a good feeling to have or a bad feeling to have?
That's a good feeling to have. There's nothing...
It's good.
I mean, breaking up is sometimes the less... I mean, the lesser of two evils, right?
Yeah.
Why be with someone if you're fucking miserable?
Yeah.
Dude, that me and my ex, my most recent ex, well... I say recent, but that was right before I got married.
Yeah, wasn't your most recent ex like 8 years ago?
Yeah, well, she was actually the worst person I dated.
Oh, damn.
And now to this day, I don't care anymore, obviously. And I don't hold anything against her.
Yeah.
But it was just so toxic, man. Like, the long distance was not working. Neither of us really drove until the very end of the relationship. So seeing each other was like taking two buses for like an hour or more.
Yeah.
We'd only see each other every two weekends. Every, like, other weekend, I mean. And it just, like, we took turns who took the bus, you know?
Yeah, so
and
one weekend her, one
hated long distance. We didn't get enough time together. And it was just shit. And then, like, dude, I think the way it ended was we were arguing about, I don't even remember what the fuck we were arguing about.
It's always arguments.
Yeah. And then I think I was so sick. I think it was at that point I stopped arguing back. I was just kind of like, all right, whatever. And then she said, look, if you want to break up with me, just fucking break up with me, you pussy. And so I'm like, okay. And then I broke up with her.
Over text. I mean, I think it's good, like, for what you see, you were in a bad situation, right?
Yeah.
But you got something good out, like, after.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, and I like you said, right, I don't regret the relationship. At one point, I did like her, right? We were a good match. And we had great moments. It just ended up not working out. I wish we hadn't gone through the toxicity and all that shit.
Yeah.
But we did. And all I can do now is just think back and fix it, right? Not relive those.
How far into dating your wife did you, like, did you get that feeling like, oh, shit, she's the one, this is it? Or what was it not until, like, towards, like, once you guys were about to get married, did you, like, really feel that way?
No, we wouldn't have gotten married, I don't think, if we didn't feel like it. Because we got married a year into our relationship.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I ask her, because I'm curious, I ask her if she thinks we got married too soon. And I don't, but I'm always worried that she's going to say yes. So I don't know why I'm asking. It's not a good thing to do.
Yeah, Nick, do you want that answer?
I guess I want her to say no.
Yeah.
And she always says no, and I know she means it.
Yeah,
but in a way, so you could get reassured.
I need her reassurance, and she always reassures me. So it's, you know, it's good. But every once in a while, when I'm feeling like, man, I'm like, I feel sometimes you feel guilty because I don't know. Maybe, dude, that shit feeling you feel when you're the one putting all the work into a relationship.
Yeah,
and the other person doesn't like you as much as you like them. That's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I'll get that feeling again and I'll have to ask my wife, you know, because I'll feel, dang, what if I love this marriage more than she does? She's never faltered, right? I've never either. There's never been a point where we're like, I don't know, you know, Like, there's never been that. There's never been a point where we're... No doubt.
Yeah.
So far, so good. But every couple months, I got to ask you again. Okay. It's like renewing it, you know? Yeah. To reset the clock. No, I don't ask her super often. Yeah. Just in times when I'm like, you know.
When you need that
reassurance. When I need it.
When you're feeling a little down, Nick.
Yeah. No. I'll be like, oh, shit. I'm like, all right, let me see what she says this time.
Yeah. It seems like you two got to figure it out, though. You guys seem like... Like, dude, him and his wife, they're fucking dope. Maria's fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. She's a fucking dope fucking person. And Nick, too. Like,
that's true. I'm pretty dope.
Okay, nah. She's cooler than you. I can guarantee that. No, but yeah, like when we hang out and see you guys together, you guys seem so chill. Like it doesn't seem like there's, like, any problems with you guys. I'm sure you guys have little debates here and there. Little, yeah, like, everybody has that shit. But it's like that whole story with God of War. Mm-hmm. Like, you find the person that you're going to travel the nine realms with. Like, when I look at you guys seem like you guys found them.
Dude, we're traveling the nine realms right now.
Oh, shit. Dude, can I tag along? No, but for real, that's really how I see it. And, you know, kudos to you, Nick and Maria. I'm happy for you both.
I always say, I feel more like I got lucky.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, the humble way of putting it, right?
But isn't that, like, how most people feel, like...
Yeah, like when you find someone, yeah, you feel lucky. Like you got lucky.
You feel like you're the lucky one, but then they're going to be like, no, I'm the lucky one because of this.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, I'd see my friends, right? My friends who have finished school and are starting their careers, or friends who are moving out and starting their life. And sometimes I feel like I'm getting left behind.
Yeah.
But then I think about my wife and how I'm not. Like, I've done one of the hardest things you can do in your life, right?
Yeah.
Is...
Find the one.
Yeah, finding the one.
Yeah.
And then from there, we're doing everything else together. So in a way, I like to see it that way. Don't get me wrong. Some people see their career as the hardest part, and then they'll figure out their love life later. That's also a really good way to see it, because that's probably how I would see it if I was single right now, right? And both ways are right. The correct way to look at it. There is no wrong way. In fact, both ways are correct. And I'm sure there's different other ways to look at it too. But as long as you're taking steps forward, try not to compare my life to my friend's life.
Yeah.
Because everyone's in a different point in their life and moving at different speeds.
Yeah, they're going to see it different views.
But I think of my wife, and I think, holy shit, like, in a way, I feel like I'm ahead of some people. But I just say that so I feel better.
Yeah.
Not in a way for anyone else.
Yeah, you're not putting them down.
Yeah. And I would never tell anyone. I'm sharing it with you guys.
Yeah.
Because it is the correct context. But I wouldn't just go up to somebody and be like, you know what, bro? I'm doing better than you are. And let me tell you why.
Thanks, Nick.
Because that's not true. That isn't true.
Okay, I got two more questions.
Oh, hit us with those doozies.
Why, the way... So, like, we were talking about how you realized what Yvonne was saying in the last episode. Uh-huh. Saying, like, men have to be assholes and this and that and have to lead and shit.
Uh-huh.
Why do you guys think they feel like that? Why do you think that some guys feel like they have to be... an asshole to a girl to, like...
I don't even think guys know anymore why they feel like they have to be like that.
Yeah, it seems like they're just doing it because everybody else is doing it. Because there's so many of them out there.
But, like, the people who started it are all fucking dead. And now it just, like, it's lived on for some reason.
I mean, I think it's because, like, some guys will go through their own thing, right?
Yeah.
Or, like, let's say, like... For example, like, if someone likes me, right, and I'm like, no, I'm going after, like, the guy that I hate.
Yeah.
Not hate, that I love, but he hates me, right?
Yeah, the wrong one.
Okay. And I'm not going for you because I don't like you type of thing. It's like, damn, like, why doesn't she want me? Like, for now it's in, you're in the girl's shoes. Or, like, you know, you're in, you know, each other's shoes. You, like, you know what, you know how you guys feel, but, like, in a different way. So it's like, you know, now you're asking yourself, why doesn't she like me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe.
Yeah. I think insecurity probably plays a big role.
You think that they're insecure? That's why they do that?
Some.
I think that. Do you think it's insecurities, or do you think it's because they went through some shit?
Well, they have those insecurities because they went through some shit. Not all of them. I'm not saying that's the right way for everyone.
But why do you think they lean towards that mentality? Why don't they, like...
Because maybe they don't want to be talked about. Like, if I went and talked to somebody about how I feel, maybe I would feel embarrassed. Like, I'm talking to you guys and putting my feelings out there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're cool.
Mm-hmm.
But
Oh, maybe, no, we're not. I'm fucking destroying you in my head right now.
Oh, well, I don't care. I know you enough to not care.
Damn.
But if I were to go into a room full of other men,
yeah,
maybe I'd feel more intimidated, right? Because maybe, what if they judge me? And I know I tell myself I don't care about those judgments because I don't.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
But, like, maybe I kind of do, right? Subconsciously do feel like an insecurity. But it's about getting the nerve to really stick to your guns.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes it's easier for somebody to just, you know, follow the group. Maybe that's not always the reason, but that's one thing I mean, see sometimes.
That's like how Yovani said it, because he's like, the good guy is the minority in society now. And
you don't want to be ridiculed by society, right?
Yeah, but who gives a fuck what society thinks?
I mean, all of us subconsciously.
Oh, I don't.
I mean, you say that, but you get put on the spot and you might change your mind. You might not, because I've never seen you under pressure like that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen many people under pressure like that. And, you know, you might hold your nerve and, I respect you
for that. Yeah.
But someone, I mean, even me, you know, maybe on a good day, I go up and I can feel like,
you just give
that same energy.
Yeah.
Maybe on a day where I'm not feeling so good, I go up there and just keep quiet and feel a different way.
Yeah.
It is just, you know, a mentality of the majority will kind of, it's intimidating and it's a lot to go against, you know, against society and all that. I'm not saying it's the right way, but it's tough, man. Like,
no, I know it's tough, but it's like how I told you guys before, like how it's like two different paths, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like me and Yovani have gone through, like, you know, everybody's gone through like things in their relationships. And it's like, oh, maybe you got cheated on, maybe you got hurt by this girl, by this person, or whatever. So it's like, why do people choose to go down the route of being an asshole? Because like me, like, I wouldn't do that, and I don't do that now. I'm like,
has it happened?
I've similar situation.
Maybe?
Point is like
you keep a different mindset.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I've been hurt. You know, a breakup happens. You're not gonna feel good after that, and whatever the case was. But it's like, why don't, like me, like I see it as like, I'm not gonna, nowadays, like, it's like common for the guy to be like a dick or an asshole to the female, right? And that gets you the girl, right? Whether it's for just to have sex or whether it's for to have a relationship, they go towards the bad guy. But it's like, I don't want to do that, because then it's like, well, I know I'm better than that. I don't want to stoop down to that level,
right?
Just to get somebody. Like, if I like, I'm fine being single, but if I go through my whole life single, I'd rather do that than treat a girl like shit.
Yeah, to,
like, I just don't see
like
that
the easy way out, almost.
Yeah, I don't see that as being the right path. Oh, how long is it?
We're at hour 50.
Okay, I'll do my last question.
Also, I have one question too. It'll be a quick one.
My question is, so this is something they also talk in that one podcast I listened to. They say that, like, you spend the most time with yourself, right? 24/7, yeah. Right? So you have to love yourself in order to give love or receive love from somebody else.
Yeah, sure.
How do you guys perceive that?
Hell yeah, bro. If you were, confidence is a big thing. I'm not just saying like confidence as in like, hell yeah. Like, I mean like confidence as in like, you need to be able to reassure yourself in tough moments. Like, it's good to get a reassurance from others, right? Mm-hmm. But it's also important that you get reassurance from yourself.
Like,
you
need
to
have faith. Not taking pity on yourself?
Yeah, no pity. Yeah. Like, straight up, just like being able to tough out some things. You know, you need to be able to remember that everyone's the same in some ways, right? Like, you're all going through the same shit. Like, just remember that, you know, when you go, and not just with relationships, but in your life.
Oh, yeah. Daisy, how do you feel about that? And do you feel like you are there?
Honestly, I don't think I'm there yet, but it is true. I think it's like, it's better than having to constantly be like, oh, I need someone to reassure me. I think it's better for you to be able to also reassure yourself, because you're not always going to have someone there.
Yeah.
So it's just thinking about like, hey, like, you gotta, so if you're not there, then you just gotta try to figure out how to put yourself there. Like, try to be like, oh, hey, like, can I... No, I got this. Like, I believe in myself. Like, yeah. I gotta do this or that. Like, it may be hard, but it's okay. Like, you know, don't constantly think someone's gonna be there for you, because sometimes they might not.
Yeah. Like, you'll come out the other end.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, what was your question?
Mine's
better not be something stupid.
It's a stupid question. Because I've been curious about this for a long time.
Uh-huh. All right.
How do you feel about it when men call women females?
Females?
Yeah.
Why, is that an issue?
Yeah, is that an issue?
For some, it is.
For women to call women
females? No, like females? a man will say, these females, bro, or like something like that.
I mean, it's kind of like, oh, because sometimes like when I'm talking shit with my friends, I'm like,
yeah,
guys. I swear, yeah. Guys. You're,
guys.
It's the same thing. I don't think anyone should get offended. Because if guys could do it, then girls could do it. Girls could do it. Guys could do it.
They're getting offended of the word?
I guess because like it's always used in like, not always, but I see a lot used in like a negative way where like, bro, these females are crazy, or like, bro, what, these females always doing this. It's always these females, and it's never followed up by something mm-hmm. good.
Well, you know what, like, I think that's because they got hurt by one.
Yeah.
See, and I don't like that, like how people are like one common one is, oh, all guys cheat, all guys just wanted sex. It's like,
yeah,
you that's from your experience. You might have had one, two, or three guys that just wanted that, but you can't group every like what 4 or 5 billion guys on the planet in that same category. Right. You could say the same thing. Oh, like I'm sure a common one is, oh, women are gold diggers. It's like, yeah, because of that one situation you were in, you can't just throw all women into that one category and just pile them up.
I think like a better way for it to be used maybe would be like, oh, I went into the store the other day and there were these females there who were buying this. That's very casual.
Be more specific.
But when I hear the reason I'm asking is because my wife doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. And that's because the way she hears it a lot is probably from videos of guys talking shit about women, right? But yeah, if somebody would use it like, oh, dude, these females down at the store, they dropped some milk in the aisle and they got whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just saying something, us telling a story. But then when you say like, bro, you guys need to be careful with these females because they're out here being shady. Like, that's not good. And, like, that's, I feel like whenever I hear someone say females, I associate it with something
negative.
Negative. So that when I hear it, I don't say it because my wife doesn't like it.
Yeah.
But I didn't say it anyways. But when she hears it, she cringes.
Yeah, I don't like when people group everybody up like that. It's like, dude, I'm like, not everybody's like that. Yeah.
Well, that was my question to you. I don't think I've ever asked a girl that,
right?
Aside from my wife. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to know what someone else thought.
I think to me, like, I don't really care because I say like about guys. So like, I'm not
these guys. These...
Damn, Nick.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm like, not talking about you guys necessarily. When I'm like, guys, you're like, ugh, like, you know, like, because I say I send it to
females is so specific to women, because you can say guys, like, if you go,
I mean, like, it could be to anyone. Yeah,
yeah. You'd be like, what up, guys, and you could be talking to girls.
Nobody
too.
Says males.
Yeah,
all these males are out here
like, yeah,
being fucking assholes.
It doesn't sound right though.
Yeah, because no one has started using it, but if they did, it probably also would have a negative like connotation.
I mean,
right?
Daisy, you could make it catch on.
Oh,
start a trend.
Yeah, yeah, no. That'd be cool. I mean, I don't really want to talk shit about guys because usually when I say guys, someone knows I'm talking about someone specifically, not just guys.
Yeah,
you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, females is used very generally to insult a very general group. Females, like you're saying, you don't like it being associated to a general group.
Yeah,
I think that's probably how it's used a lot.
I think that's just not a good way to use it. They're just. It's like, no. All
right, well.
Daisy.
It's getting late.
It was great having you here. We've been wanting to do this for a while, and I'm glad she was able to come by. If you ever want to come on here again, just let us know. We'll be happy to have you.
Hey, like you said, you're looking for somewhere to vent.
Yeah.
You know, we're a couple of friends here. You can come vent with us.
Come on.
No problem. That's when we invite other people. You know, we tell our friends too at work. You guys feel like just you got something, get a gaff for your chest, come here, come talk.
Right.
We got no problem with it.
Yeah, and any guest, any person that we have on here that's not usually on here, we always let them pick whatever they want to talk about. And a big, like, I guess, disclaimer, reminder is, like, we're talking from our own experiences, right?
This is facts. We're not speaking facts.
We're not speaking facts. This is, like, our views on it and from what we've been through and how we see it. So some people might look at this and be like, oh, you guys are kind of fucking stupid. And it's like,
well, we are.
we fucking might be. We're just a bunch of friends talking shit. So... thank you for coming again, Daisy. It was a lot of fun, and hope you can come again soon. Nick, I'm not too happy about you being here.
I won't be here for the next one.
No, I appreciate the invite. I mean, I feel bad because like I couldn't come in for the other one, but you know,
it worked out. It always does.
Everyone got their opinions out. Yeah. That's what matters.
I've learned something.
Like you said, if anyone ever wants to vent, and you know. They even vent.
No matter how controversial.
Yep.
Yeah, just come over here. We all talk about it.
All right, Nick.
All right, well, this has been the podcast, Lost in a Daze, episode 17, right?
Yeah, 17.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in, guys.
And we'll be back next week to talk about some other shit.
Peace.